The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O God. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of the Lord has come to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what is spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowly of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Holy One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm and scattered the proud in thoughts of their hearts. He had brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, from Abraham to his descendants forever." The Gospel of our Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God. Amen. Have you ever noticed that sometimes, whether something is big, especially if something is unexpected or mysterious, whether good or bad, sometimes you just need another person in the room to share the news with, to make it seem real? For me, the times in my life that I have received the worst news, like the death of a loved one, it was not real until there was another person there to tell. Telling a person over the phone just wasn't enough. I needed another body in the room to say it to. I needed someone there to hear my pain and sit with me in it, even if it was just for a moment long enough for me to realize it was real. And likewise, in the best of times, that news in my life that I can't wait to share, I just can't do it over the phone. Like when Josh and I got engaged, each time we found out that we would have a baby, this news is too magnificent to just say it over the phone. If it is at all possible, we need those people in the room to jump for joy at the news, to feel the smiles on their faces, and to celebrate their embrace of this good news. Whatever the news is, sometimes we just need another person there to share it with. And this is where today's gospel begins. Just before this passage started, the angel has come to Mary and to tell her what is going on. This young, unwed mother, likely to be about 14 years old, has been told by an angel that God favors her, and she will bear a son named Jesus, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The angel also shares that her cousin, Elizabeth, is experiencing an unexpected and mysterious way of God, too, because after a lifetime of being barren, she is 6 months pregnant. Then Mary accepts this call and says, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord." But Mary needs another person to share this with, a body in the room as she figures out if this is the best or worst news of her life. So she flees with haste to the hill country to be with Elizabeth. As she enters the house and greets Elizabeth, she did not even need to say a word about her news. John, the baby inside of Elizabeth's womb, seems to already know, and he leaps with joy upon her entry in the house. Elizabeth greets this young, expectant mother with welcome and affirmation. Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and blesses Mary, Jesus, and Mary's faith for being open to God's unexpected and mysterious ways to fulfill God's word. It makes me wonder if Elizabeth's husband, Zechariah, had someone in the temple to share his news with when the angel told him that his barren wife would soon have a son, that maybe he would have responded differently to the angel and would have had more belief, maybe not been mute for the whole pregnancy, but who knows? But Mary takes Elizabeth's affirming welcome and responds in song, beginning with, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." I found when studying this passage that I often misremember the order of the story here. In my head, the angel comes to Mary and tells her what's going on, and then she breaks out into this song. And then, after that, we'll go see Elizabeth. But that's not it. Mary receives the news, and she needs a person to share it with. The song is not a response to the angel, but is a celebration with Elizabeth. I wonder what it is about Mary's visit with Elizabeth that changed the tone from, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord," to, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Was it Elizabeth's wisdom and faithfulness to God through the years of infertility and now? Was it Elizabeth's compassion and companionship in being part of an unexpected and mysterious way of God? Was it Elizabeth's welcome and affirmation of Mary's call? Or was it that Mary just needed another person to share her news with? I think it was likely all of these. And it makes me grateful for the Elizabeths of my life and pray that I can be Elizabeths for others. This Elizabeth perspective helps me to understand why God chose this unexpected and mysterious way to come to the world. In the birth of Jesus, God put on humanness and became one of us. While Jesus is still God, he became the God that was in the room with us, whether it was with people who were hungry, sick, or even dead. Jesus was the God that could sit in the room with us and make it real in the best of times and the worst of times of our life, to be there in compassion and companionship. Today's hymn is the song called Unexpected and Mysterious. And if you've talked to Pastor Josh at all during Advent, you may know that this is his favorite, and for good reason. The beauty of these three verses sum up today's Bible passage more than any sermon could do it justice. The title of the song itself fully describes what this season is about. It is God's unexpected and mysterious way of being in the world. God doesn't seem to be one of conventional methods, because everyone was expecting the Messiah to be some heroic warrior, not a baby born to a young woman in a stable. People expected God to come with power and might. He is the King of Kings, after all. But God chose to come in the most vulnerable of ways, to a woman whose pregnancy outside of marriage could have warranted her death, to a baby born in a barn, not even at their home where they had a community and support, but instead born while his parents were migrants forced to travel for a government census. And then refugees shortly after his birth, they were forced to flee to Egypt so he would not be killed by Herod's power. God's power is grace and his might is hope. These are not expected or conventional ways for God to do God's work, but Mary's song shows us that this unexpected and mysterious way is God's compassion. That God lifted up the lowly and brings down the powerful. That God is of great mercy. And Mary just allows her soul to magnify it. In the final verse of the hymn we are about to sing, it says, "We are called to ponder mystery and await the coming Christ, to embody God's compassion for each fragile human life. God is with us in our longing to bring healing to the earth while we watch with joy and wonder for the promised Savior's birth." So, brothers and sisters in Christ, how are we pondering this mystery? How do we embody God's compassion for each fragile human life? Like Mary, what ways do our souls magnify the Lord? Although we may be 2,000 years removed from Mary's discovery and sharing of the news of Jesus, God is still always at work in unexpected and mysterious ways to be with God's people, to share compassion and gentle grace, to lift up the lowly and bring down the powerful. Tomorrow night, we will gather here again to celebrate the very thing which we have been waiting for all season, the birth of Christ. Away in a manger, God unexpectedly and mysteriously poured out God's love through the power of God's grace and the might of God's hope. God invites us to experience this grace and hope and love. God invites us to share it with others and make the good news real as we all gather together and hear it. God invites us to live in the compassion and companionship as we experience the unexpected and mysterious ways that God is at work in our own lives and throughout the world. Amen.